Oh, Sybil.
The happiest of hump days, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Greenville, Mississippi. Corinth, Mississippi, with the sweater, baby.
Keith Sweat.
Baby.
Are you going to go out there and murder a Keith Sweat here?
Not at all. I got to get paid tomorrow.
So first the payment and then the murder here?
You know what I'm saying?
Once he pays you.
Once he paid me, it's all, man.
Baby. All right. Here we go. Player, you heard the word. Janet Jackson may be doing dates at the Venetian.
That's low.
Early
down,
spring.
Sybil, that is so low.
There's nothing low about that. What
she
do you mean?
She knew her brothers went in there and applied for a job. She knew it. Did they have a show in Vegas?
Yeah, they did.
They had a show at the Venetian.
At the Venetian.
Yes, at the Venetian.
Tom, you're not helping
right
me.
Right there.
It's right there,
it's right there. How do you do that?
And then the show, you know.
Show didn't do good.
Show didn't
did
do well.
Did she come out
but
and help her brothers?
That's not
all she had to do was come out
one
and
night,
help.
One night.
One night.
One night. Nah. She
the Jacksons.
Fail.
And Janet shows up.
Yo,
but no, she waits.
Wait
till they're out of there and then takes their job.
Wait till they're on the cruise.
Now, I know the brother's been asking for money a lot. And she's sick of that.
And wouldn't you be?
Sybil, this is low. This
There's
is
nothing
so
low,
low
about it.
You could help them, Janet. All you had to do was just show up at the Venetian when they were there.
And give it up for my sister Janet. No, no. She walks right in there as soon as them guys leave.
See, that's the way the baby of the family does.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret.
Which is?
Janet told me she would do the cruise if I kicked her brothers off.
Oh, you are so wrong.
She's low.
She's so low.
I got in touch with her. She told me not to say anything, but this is just,
I can't
hold this. This is just
you
so low.
You are not right.
And then I see what she did at the Venetian.
I thought she
just didn't want to come on the cruise.
Look how she does her brothers.
And how close to the truth are you?
Meanwhile, Jermaine Dupri is somewhere driving an Uber cab going, you tell him, Tom. You tell him.
Who, Randy?
No, Jermaine Dupri.
Jermaine Dupri.
Driving an Uber cab, man.
You saw Jermaine in Atlanta driving an Uber cab?
I'm joking. That's a bad joke. He's not driving an Uber cab.
And Tom, tell him the truth. It's not true about Janet and
let that one stay. Now leave that one alone. That's a good one. All
right? You know how people believe you.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Not right. But that's how most sisters do.
The 10 top cities for African Americans. The 10 top cities for African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And of the 10, we are in 9 of them. At number 10. And the only one we're not in is San Antonio. Medium household income for African Americans, $41,681. But at number 9 is Richmond. Number 8 is Miami, Orlando, Virginia Beach, Charlotte, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and the Raleigh. And, of course, number 1 for African Americans doing best is Atlanta.
Hey. ATL, baby.
That's That's
Tell him, Tom. Still going to spank you for the Hawks.
Bobby Christina has been moved to Emory University.
Mm-hmm. And they're still maintaining a vigil at
That's
her
a
bed,
very so. Good hospital in Atlanta. Very, very
That's
good.
Where the Ebola patients went.
Yeah.
If she stands a chance, Emory is her best shot.
So you're saying if she... Okay.
If she stands a chance of recovering...
That's because that's a better hospital.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She has no husband. They've checked.
Well, that's what Don was saying yesterday.
Yeah,
Bobby
has confirmed.
And that their attorneys started doing a check as well. And that's why we were saying that it's Bobby is the one who would have to make that decision if it should happen regarding the continuation of her existence, as it were.
I doubt if she had a will, so what happens to her?
It's going to be messy.
Her inheritance.
And depending on, you know, how Whitney had that set up. But it could be the grandmother. It could be, you know, to Whitney's brothers and her mother. Just don't know.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
We got to ask Sherry about this tomorrow. Rosie Perez returned to The View.
With full fanfare yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Too many Hispanics, man. You can't fire her, man. She's got job security. Maybe you down there marching.
Rosie Perez, yeah. Back on The View.
Yeah.
Me, my, let Sherry go, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I yeah. Somebody, yeah, man. Don't call Sherry back.
Well, Sherry's busy. Sherry
yeah,
was
she's
on the,
everywhere, man.
She was on the reel the other day. The talk. She's
oh, she did the twerking.
She did on the reel. Mm-hmm.
She did the twerk.
She did the reel. The talk. Did she stop by and see the baby?
Stop.
right there. I wouldn't do it if she was here. I wouldn't do that. If she was sitting right here, but she ain't here.
Man, comedians, Adam. Comedians. Are the coldest people
comedians
when it comes
get,
to other comedians.
We gotta eat. That's
it doesn't
mean.
Matter. Comedian
we got,
or
comedians
not.
Gotta eat, okay?
God, okay. Stop by and see the baby.
Do you
I wouldn't say that if she was here.
Not one word. I wouldn't.
And then you repeated it.
Damn. Well, the question is, did she?
Sherry will be in here tomorrow. She's gonna be mad
maybe,
all over again.
Maybe.
She's gonna be so mad. And sleepy because she's working out of LA.
Oh, Lord.
You know what you're playing with.
You know
with.
How you play out there, man.
Okay. Suge Knight said not guilty and then had a panic attack and was rushed to the hospital.
That was a good move.
He's got high anxiety, man.
High anxiety.
Get a bag.
He fell out in the courtroom.
Yeah, man. Get a bag so he can breathe in it, man.
He had a panic attack, and they had to take him to the hospital.
And these gangsters gone soft now, man.
Okay, it's official. Yeah. He's lost all street creds now.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg is coaching football. Ice Cube is making movies.
Disney movies.
Dr. Dre's got headphones. And Suge Knight
has a panic attack.
I can't breathe.
And that's a lot of can't breathing.
What happened to these thugs? What?
NWA going NW South, man. I don't know what happened to them.
Man.
And the judge in the case had to recuse himself because he said he has represented him.
He's scared.
The victims of...
If that ain't scared, I don't know what...
He has represented the victims.
No, I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble, Suge.
I'm gonna step down, Suge. I'm gonna step down. Okay.
I don't want no trouble. See what I'm doing? I'm taking my robe off.
I don't want no trouble.
I don't want no trouble. Let me tell you something, Suge.
And yes, Sybil, you have to talk like Bernie Mac. Mm. If you're the judge in the Suge Knight murder trial.
Bernie Mac's voice is heard a lot
you
these days.
You have to do it.
Now, let me tell you something, America.
I want to trouble out with Suge Knight. Suge?
Can I call you Suge?
Hey, Sybil.
You got some of us, Sybil. All right, all right, all right.